Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Dalet. We are holding at the bottom of daf Gimel Amud Beis at Halacha Dalet. We're at the Mishnah. Today's shir is sponsored with the Zechus Refuah Shleima for Esther Bas Chaya Sarus, having surgery today. We wish her a Refuah Shleima. We thank the sponsor very much for the sponsorship. Our learning should be Zechus Refuah Shleima. So we are, again, we're holding at Halacha Dalet. The Mishnah is going to go through who we take a mashkon from in order to encourage them to give the Machsa Shekel and who we don't take a mashkon from, and that's going to lead into a discussion about when we accept things from Gayim and when we don't accept things from Gayim. What kinds of things can they donate to the Beis HaMikdash? What kinds of things can they not donate? And on the top of Amud Aleph, we're going to get into the concept of kelbon. Kelbon is the additional money that's added on top of the Machsa Shekel, and there's going to be a machlokas tanaim later in the daf exactly why we add extra money beyond the Machsa Shekel. Is it just a money changer's fee, or is it part of the Dindal Reis that you have to add a kelbon just to make sure in case our machsa shekel in some way is imperfect, we want to make sure that it has all the value it's supposed to have, and we add this kelbon. The Gemara is going to discuss what types of katanim we demand machsa shekel from, what types we don't, how old we demand it from, how old we don't. The Gemara is going to get into whether kutim are gerei arayos or gerei emes, and how that fits into our Mishnah, whether kutim are considered to be legitimate Jews that are gerei MS or their Geri Arayos, they're not considered to be legitimate Jews. That's a machlokas throughout Shas. And we're going to get into whether we can accept tzedakah and various types of nedarim and nedavos from Gayim. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss what types of brothers we consider to be like Shutfin. When do we assume that brothers working with the Yerusha they got from their father are considered to be like Shutfin, they're considered to be partners in business, and when do we consider them to just be a single unit, that they're working on behalf of their father's estate, and they're not Shutfin, they're Achin, they're brothers that are dealing on behalf of their father's estate. So that is the basic layout of the daf. Let's begin now with the Mishnah on the bottom of Gimel and Beis. So, Afal Pisha Amru Ein Mimashkinin Nashim Vavadim Uktanim Avlum Shaklu Mikablim Miyadan. Even though we said we're not allowed to take a mashkon in order to encourage women, avadim, and children to pay, but if they do give shekel, if they do want to give machsa shekel, we are mekablin miyadan. We are certainly allowed to take the machsa shekel from them if they take it. The Shara Melech in Hilchos Shkalim Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph asks, wait a second. I understand a woman wants to give machsa shekel. We could take it from her and Eved. We could take it from him. How can you take from a katan midaraisa? He's not able to be makna and to give the shekel to the tzibur. Right? What's the halacha on the first day of Sukkot? When you have a child and you only have one lulav, so you want the child to be able to shake lulav also. So the halach is you have to take first, because the din is it has to be lachem, it has to belong to you. So you take the lulav first, then you give it to the child, because the child has the ability to be kona something. He has the ability to be kona only when there's a das acheres makna, when someone else is being makna to him. But he does not have the ability to be makna anything back. A child does not have the ability to be makna, even when there's someone, a das acheres kona, so to speak, someone else who's willing to be konaed from him, he does not have the ability to be makna. So the Shara Melech raises a fundamental question. How could we be mekabel shkolim at all from a child? He doesn't have the ability to be makna. If he doesn't have the ability to be makna, the carbon is going to be a carbon yachid, or a carbon that's partially bought with private funds. He never gave it to the tzibur, it never becomes tzibur funds. So the Shara Melech suggests that since the rove of the shkolim are from tzibur funds, the shkolim that we get from ketanim are batel berov. Aye, matbeya, generally coins are considered chashuv and not batel. He says, yeah, that's a din midrabanan. Midar raisa, anything is batel berov except for a davar anikar, and therefore the kinyan drabanan that a katan is able to be makna is docha, the yisud drabanan that things cannot become batel, that the shkolim of the ketanim cannot become batel, and we assume that they do become batel berov, and therefore it's considered a full-fledged carbon tzibur. Whatever we buy with this money is considered a full-fledged carbon tzibur. And the Ksosa Choshen, he proves from here that Kinyan Drabanan works for a Daraisa, and therefore you're able to be Mekabel from Katanim, meaning Midaraisa, a Katan can't be Makna back to you, but Midrabanan, a Katan can be Makna. So he says, ah, so you see, even when a Kinyan is only a Kinyan on a Drabanan level, it's still going to work to accomplish Doraisa things. So so he says, you see, that must be the answer over here. Otherwise, how's this working? So it's not, because he disagrees with the concept that money could be batel. He says, no, money is definitely not going to be batel, not midrabanan, not midaraisa. And it must be that what we're allowing for over here is that a kinyan drabanan is working for a toelas daraisa, to accomplish something on a daraisa level. Now the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Hei says only ketanim that the chachamim were masakin a kinyan for can we be shokel for, but someone who's pachos mi pu'utos, he's at a very young age, or a shota where there is no even kinyan drabanan, so then you would not be able to take a shekel from them. It's not even a kinyan mi drabanan. And the Nesivus says kinyan drabanan works mi din hefker beis and hefker. Hefker beis and hefker though is only able to be, remember we started to mention this yesterday, we didn't have a chance to discuss it. There is a significant discussion in the Achronim. Does hefker beis and hefker have the ability to be makne to somebody, or just has the ability to make something hefker? So the Nesivus says that any time we have a kinyan drabanan, by definition, how does kinyan drabanan work? How can the drabanan make something that's not a kinyan into a kinyan? It works through the mechanism of hefker beis and hefker. Well, if it only works through hefker beis and hefker, then it should be limited to the limits of hefker beis and hefker. And says the Nesivus, hefker beis and hefker only has the ability to be mafkia. It does not have the ability to be makne. It only has the ability to take away from somebody, but it doesn't have the ability to be makna to somebody. So the reason you're able to take shkalim from katanim is because midrabanan they're able to be makna, so it's able to be yotzei mirushusa, becomes hefker, and the gizbarim or the shluchei tzibur are zocha in the shkalim on behalf of the tzibur. So that's why the Nesivus says you're gonna have to touch it up. You're gonna have to say that there's a two-step process, that hefker beis and hefker allows for the children to be makna it, but to lose it, but in order for Hegdish to be Kona it, the Gizbar has to be Kona on behalf of the Tzibur. That's a second step, that the Gizbar is Kona from Hefker on behalf of the Tzibur. But anyway, that's the debate the Achronim have, how it could be that we could take a Shekel from a Katan. Weiter in the Mishnah, Hanachri v'akuti sheshaklu ein mekablin mehem. If a Nachri or a Kuti gives machsa Shekel, we're not allowed to be mekabel from them. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, Losa Seiches, says that someone who is mekab machsa shekel from a guy is over belosa se, that it's a violation of a losa se minatar, because it says umiyad benecha losa krivu es lechem elukechem, that you're not allowed to bring lechem elukechem, you're not allowed to bring karbanos from yad benechar, from the hands of a benechar. So it's a violation of a losa se. Lechem elukechem means the carbon tamid. That's what we're assuming. That's what we darshan. That's how the Ramban understands. So it's a violation of a full-fledged lo sase. The reason that it's a problem, if you're makabel the shkalim from them, the carbon becomes pasul, because their chelek in that carbon pasuls everything. That's the way the Ramban understands. That's, you're not allowed to take from them, so they're not allowed to bring a carbon, but even though their money is only going to pay for a minuscule percentage of the karbonos hatzibur, that percentage, whatever it is going to pass their carbon. However, the Minchas Chinuch says that he's not convinced that that's necessarily the case, that it's going to passel the carbon. Even if there's a losa say that you're not allowed to take from them, who says that it's going to passel the carbon? Maybe it's not going to be, but maybe we're going to apply the din that the shekel is batel barov shikla Yisrael, and therefore by the time you're buying anything with the shkalim, so you're buying things with shkalim that are already batel, with the shkalim of Gaim already batel barov shikla Yisrael. And he says, it happens to be the Rambam doesn't count this lo sase. So again, two steps. First of all, the Ramban says it's a lo sase. Then the Ramban is mechadesh that because it's a lo sase, it's going to passel the carbon. One could have accepted one chiddush without the other. One could have said it's a lo sase, but it's not going to passel the carbon, as the Minchas Chinuch points out. But one could also say, reject both chiddushim. The Rambam doesn't even count it amongst the mitzvos lo sase in the Torah. Weiter in the Mishnah, ve'in mekablin miyadam kine zavin, v'kine zavos, v'kine yoldos, v'chatos v'ashamos. We do not accept from them a variety of different karbanos. Now, in the simple reading of the Mishnah, who is them? Who are we talking about? We just spoke about a Nachri and a Kuti. Now, a guy doesn't become a Zav, a Zava, or to have Tumas Yoledes. A guy doesn't have any of these things. There's no Nida by a Zav, there's no Ziva by a Zav. So the Gemara is going to explain that when we say Ein Mekablim Miyadam, it's referring to the Kutim. It's not referring to the Gayim. And this is going to therefore be an important diuk to make in the discussion whether Kutim are Gerei Arayos or Gerei Emes. Meaning the Mishnah seems to be assuming that Kutim do have this type of Tuma, and therefore we seem to be assuming that Kutim on some level are Gerei Emes. So Zav and Zavos Yoldos, when they go through their Tara process, they bring a pair of birds, Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yona. So we're knowing Dine Tuma by Kutim, and Kutim, so we'll see, maybe it's only if you say Gere Emes, or maybe even if it's Gere Arayos, but there we are knowing Dine Tuma by Kutim, but still the Chamor goes there not to be Mekabel these Karbonos in their Tara process, so that we don't come to connect to them too much. So even though they have Dine Tuma, apparently they have no way out, that it's they have no way out of the Tuma, because they can't do they can't bring the Karbonos that are necessary. And also chatos v'ashamos. We're not going to bring a carbon, we're not going to accept from them a carbon chatos or asham. If they violate one of the averus in the Torah that they're not allowed to violate, avodah zarah, where Yisrael is going to be chayiv a carbon chatos, or someone steals and he's kofar and he's nishba and he's moda later that he was lying, so by Yisrael he'd be chayiv a carbon asham. We're not makabel these things from them, because it says by carbon chatos b'nei Israel, and we assume that B'nai Israel, it comes to exclude Nachrim, and Asham is compared to Karban Chatas. So the real Drasha is by Karban Chatas, but we always put Asham in the Asham Sukash Lechatos, so we put Asham in the same category as a Chatas. So we're not Mekabel those Karbanos from them either. The basic rule is as follows. Kol shenidar v'nidav, anything that can be volunteered, that can be donated to be brought on the Mizbeach, mekablu miyadam, will accept from them. So they want to bring a carbon ola, there's such a thing as an olas nedava. So that's fine, you're allowed to volunteer that. They want to bring carbon shlomim, there's such a thing as shalmei nedava. So that's fine. They want to bring menachos, that's fine also. So Lavona, Eitzim, all those things. Kol she'enu nidav v'nidav, but anything that cannot be volunteered on the Mizbeach, the ein mekablim miyadam, we're not going to accept from them. So that's the basic rule. Now the implication is that anything that's nidav v'nidav we accept from them. But that's what it says beferish in the Mishnah. What does that imply in terms of are they chayiv to bring it? Meaning, yeah, we'll accept it. Let's say they made a neder, they made a nedava, and they didn't yet bring it. So do we force them to bring it? Are they chayiv to bring it? Is there some din min haTorah that they have to bring it because they took a neder or a nedava? Does a guy have that same din that he has to keep his word, or is that only a din by a Jew? So in the Rivan, in Tikkun Chadatin, many of the other Achronim, they say mekablim nehem nedar medavos, because we darshan the pasuk ish ish l'rabos that nachrim are also maybe nedar medavos ki Yisrael. So the Mishnah Melech in the 10th parak of Hilchos Melachim raises this issue. When a nachri is nedar lahavi karbel in the Beis Hamikdash, he decides to take a nedar to bring a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. Does he have a chiyuv to bring it, or is it no? We're mekabel it from him. We allow him to bring it, but he's not chayiv to bring it. What are the tzadim of the shaila? So the pesukim lo yachel the psukim that require Klal Yisrael, that require a Jew who makes a neder and dava to actually keep his neder and dava, to actually do it, to bring it, were all said about Klal Yisrael. They were not said about Bnei Noach. So that which we darsh from the pasuk to include the nachri is only that we're willing to be mekabelit from him. But because one would have there is reason to have a havamina that we wouldn't even be mekabel karbanos from the umas ha'olam. So we need a drasha. Just tell me that we're mekabel, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're included in all the isurim in lo yachal devarot, that they're going to have an isser if they don't bring it. So he quotes the Mishnah Melech quotes from Yerushalmi in Maseches Nazir with his machlokas whether Ben Noach Noach has the Isser of Bal Yachel, and the Maskana is that there's no, the Maskana of the Mishnah Melech at least is that there's no chilik between a Shvua and a Neder, and the Yerushalmi has a Machlokas in both cases, both by a Shvua and by a Neder, whether a Nachri is Mechuyiv in it. So the Avnei Miluim writes that in Siman Aleph, Sivkat and Beis, that certainly Bnei Noach have no, are not included in Bal Yachel and Motzis Vasech Tishmar, but once we say that they give, so then Amiras, once they say that they're going to give, well, we have a concept of Amiras Lugvah, Kemisiras Lahedyot. So if you can say Amiras Lugvah, Kemisiras Lahedyot, it's not just Bal Yachel Devaro. When you say that you're going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, that's the same as a kinyan with another person. So once they say they're going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kilu they made a kinyan. They're certainly bound by kinyanim, so it's not just Layachel Devaro. Layachel Devaro is I say I'm going to do something, so I have to keep my neder, I have to do what I said I'm going to do. But over here, it's more than a neder, because it's Lugavoa. It's something that they're saying to the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's Lugavoa, then it's like a full-fledged kinyan, and it's going to be an absolute mechayiv. So that's not so clear. The Achronim debate that issue. Why is it that Amiras Lugavoa Kamisiras Lahedyot? Some Achronim say that maybe that's a function of Bal Yachel Devaro. That what's the mechayiv? What makes Amiras Lugavoa Kamisiras Lahedyot? Bal Yachel Devaro is what makes it in the first place. So it's very hard to say that the Nachri is not included in Bal Yachel Devaro, but he's included in Amiras Lugavoa Kamisiras Lahedyot. Not so clear how that works. Okay, says the Mishnah further. V'chein mefurish al yidei Ezra, and it's mefurish al yidei Ezra that which we're not mekabel from Goyim when is clear in the pasuk in Ezra Shinemar, because the pasuk says that the pasuk starts Yomalim Zerubbabel v'Yeshua Shar Rashi Avos Lisol Lo Lachem V'Lanu Live No Space Elokeinu, that it's not for you, it's for us to build the Beis HaMikdash, that they have no chelek in the Davos that they want to in Karbanos Tzibur, they have no chelek in anything that they want to participate in the Tzibur that Klal Yisrael's chayv do as a Tzibur, they have no chelek now. Good, period. That's the first half of the Mishnah. First half of the Mishnah is in terms of who is Chayiv, what we take from Goyim, what we don't take from Goyim. Now, next half of the Mishnah is about an entirely different halacha. There is a Chayiv that anyone who gives Machsa Shekel has to add a kelbon. A kelbon is a small coin in addition to the Machsa Shekel. Rashi in Maseches Bechoros gives two reasons for this chiyuv. Some say it's mishum hechra, meaning you want to make sure that you give the full-fledged machsa shekel, and you never know, there might be a chisaron in the coin that you're giving, so to make sure you're giving the right value, the real machsa shekel, you want to make sure that you give a little bit extra. And some say it's mishum chiluf, that since the matbeos of machsa shekel are matbeos ketanos, they're very small coins, and they could easily get lost, so they would constantly go to money changers to switch them for larger coins. So the kelbon is the money that you would give to the shulchani, the money that would cover the cost of the shulchani. So whatever the reason is, there is this chiyuv of giving kelbon. So says the Mishnah, ve'elu chayavin bekelbon. The following people have to give kelbon: Leviim, v'Yisraelim, v'Gerim, v'Avadim Meshucharim. Leviim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avadim Meshucharim, freed slaves. Avalo kohanim v'nashim v'avadim uketanim. But kohanim, nashim, v'avadim uketanim do not have to give a. They're not chayiv in the kelbon. Kohanim, because we're not mimashkin, then we don't take a mashkin from them. So we give them this covet also that they don't have to give the kelbon. I mean, just like we learned yesterday, that we are no way covered to the kohanim in the way they do the mitzvah a machsa shekel. So we're no way covered to them in this case as well. It's a little bit interesting that we're no way covered to the kohanim. Machsa Shekel is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Mechi taste that we give extra kavod and we let them cut corners in the way that we fulfill the mitzvah, just because people are kohanim. But maybe that's what gave them the impression that they're above this law. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai in the Mishnah yesterday said that the kohanim were doresh liatzma, and they came up with their own drushes to say why they're pater. So I don't know. Maybe they got that impression of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. This is a mitzvah where we're Kule Kavod to the Kohanim. But whatever it is, so the Kohanim, we're not going to make them give a kel bone, not because they're not Chayiv and Machzor Shekel. They are Chayiv and Machzor Shekel just as much as anybody else, according to the Mishnah. It's just that we're giving them a little bit of Kavod. Nashim and Avadim are Pater from Machzor Shekel Mikra Din. And that and Ketanim also, obviously, are Pater Mikra Din. So since they're Pater Mikra Din, so we're not going to be Mechayiv them in the kel bone, the add-on to the Halacha, we're not going to be Mechayiv them. So that's why Nashim Avadim Ketanim. So even though we say it all in one breath, it's for very different reasons. Kohanim, Nashim Avadim Ketanim, Kohanim in one category, Nashim Avadim Ketanim in the other. Hashokel Ali Dei Kohen, Ali Dei Isha, Ali Dei Evid, Ali Dei Katan, Pater. If I'm giving a Machzor Shekel on behalf of a Kohen, an Isha, an Evid, or a Katan, I'm also Pater from giving the Machzor Shekel, from giving the Kelbon rather. We don't say that since the person who's giving the Machzor Shekel, it's a din in the Nosein, that he's Chayiv to give the Kelbon. No, since the person who it's being done for is not a Bar Chiyuva to give the Machzor Shekel, even though the person who it's being done for is not actually giving it, so the Ptur of Kelbon still applies. Let's say I'm giving a shekel shalim, not a machzor shekel, I'm giving a shekel shalim, half for me, half for somebody else. So then you're only chayiv in one kelbon. Tanakama holds that someone who gives a matbeah, machzor shekel, for his own chiyuv, doesn't have to the din of kelbon is only when you give some other matbeah, some other coin, then you have to pay for the money changing. So since one money change would be enough for this shekel to be mekabel two halves for it, so that's called, so that would only be mechayev kelbon echad. But Rameir Omer Bays kalbonos. Rameir says they would have to give two kalbonos because he holds that anyone who gives machzor shekel is chayiv to give a kalbon, even when they're both giving the same coin. So it's only one coin. Each kiyum mitzvah of machzor shekel is going to demand its own kalbon. So you have to give two kalbonos, even though you're only giving one coin on behalf of two people. Hanos in selah v'hanos el shekel chayiv shnei kalbonos. If a person gives a selah which has two half shekels in it, and he gets change back from the gizbar of a shekel, meaning what we call a machzor shekel, so he gave a full shekel, and he got back a half a shekel from the gizbar, he needs two kalbonos. So the Gemara is going to explain which shita that we just quoted that goes like. Is that going like the chamim? Is that going like Rameir? We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Hashokel al yad ani, val yad shcheino, al yad ben iro, pater. If a person gives Machzor Shekel to the Gizbar as a gift on behalf of an Ani, on behalf of his neighbor, on behalf of someone who lives in his city, he's Pater from giving the Kelbon, because he's giving the Machzor Shekel as a gift on behalf of these people, so we were never Mechayiv such a person in the Kelbon. But Vim Hilvan, if he gave it as a Halva'a, meaning I'm paying it on behalf of my neighbor, but only on the condition that my neighbor pays me back for it, then Chayiv. Then certainly I'm going to be Chayiv to add the Kelbon, because that's as if they themselves are giving it, because they're going to have to pay for it. So then there's no patur from the kelbon. There is a discussion in the Achronim when we say that you give al yidei ani, al yidei shcheino, al yid ben iro. So what's the difference between shcheino ben iro? What are we adding when we say shcheino ben iro? And are we talking about poor people that are shcheino ben iro, or are we just talking about regular shcheino ben iro? So the Pirush Rabbeinu Meshulam says that it only works, you only pater from the kelbon of the aniyim. So when we say al yidei ani, al yidei shcheino, al yidei ben iro, what we mean to say is al yidei ani, and that's the heading, that's the category. For instance, shcheino ben iro. What type of ani? An ani who happens to be your neighbor, or is ben iro. The question then becomes what the chiddush is from shcheino to ben iro. So I saw somewhere, I don't remember where, that the chiddush is that shcheino is someone that you have a sheichus with, someone that you have a closer sheichus with. So you would think you're more likely to that tzedakah is a more meaningful kind of tzedakah, and maybe you'd be more pater from the kelbon. But even ben iro, who you have no real connection with, he's just ben iro, but he's not your shachin, he's not someone that you have a close connection with, even then you can be pater from the kelbon when you're paying on his behalf. but Pashto is very difficult to understand what the added chiddush is of each line. Ha'achin hashutfin. So period. That's the discussion when you're paying on behalf of other people. Now continuing the discussion of kelbon, but not paying on behalf of other people when you're dealing with brothers who get a yerusha from their father. So ha'achin hashutfin shechayavim bekelbon. The basic rule is as follows. If they're ever going to be, when we look at brothers who are dealing with the Yerusha of their father, we have to determine whether they are Shutfin or whether they are just brothers that are dealing in an estate, and therefore they are both equal representatives of an estate, but they're not shutfin. Shutfin is two people that have nothing to do with each other that join in a business together. When brothers inherit something, they're there on behalf of the father's estate. The halacha is that shutfin are pater from maaser behema, that shutfin don't have to give maaser behema. So when brothers originally, the Gemara is going to explain, when brothers originally get the Yerusha, and they never divided anything yet, they're just working on behalf of the father's Yerusha, so they're not shutfin yet. They're going to be chayv and ma'aser behema, but they're going to be pater from an extra kelbon because they're one unit. They're not considered two separate brothers. But when they already divided up the Yerusha and then they want to join the shutfas again later together, so it doesn't go back to the original status. Now they're shutfin. Now they're regular shutfin. So the rule is when achon or shutfin are when they're chayv and kelbon, they're pater from ma'aser behema. Ukshchev and ma'aser behema paturim and not kelbon. But whenever they're going to be chayv and ma'aser behema, they're going to be pater from kelbon. Meaning, when are they chayv ma'aser behema? If they still didn't split up the father's estate, so they don't have a din of shutfin yet. They're just achin. So it's still considered to be the father's money. It still can be the father's estate. So that's going to be chayv in ma'aser behema. So in that case, they're going to be pater from the kelbon because it's as if the father is being shokel for them. So he gives a shekel shalem as a matana, which is pater from a kelbon because he's giving a shekel shalem on their behalf. So it's completely pater from any kelbon because they're not paying for themselves, the father's paying for it. The kamuhu kelbon, how much is a kelbon? Ma kesef divra meir, v'chamram chati ma'a. So Rameir says it's a ma kesef, which is 1/12 of the machza shekel, and Rameir says it's a chati ma'a, 1/24 of the machza shekel. That's how the numbers just happen to work out. Says the Gemara, afal pi sha'amru, halitvoa ein tovin. So the Mishnah had said that we're not, even though we say we don't take a mashkon from nashim avadim ketanim, but we, if they're shokel, we are mekabel from them. So it sounds like only if the ketanim give on their own and decide to give the machzah shekel, then we're mekabel from them. But halitvoa, to ask the ketanim to give, ein tovin, that we're not going to do. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, but that seems to be against the previous Mishnah, because hacha, in the previous Mishnah it says that we're not mashkin the ketanim, at omar, that we're not mashkin but tovin. Sounds like we're not going to be mashkin them, but we will ask them for the money. V'hacha, but in our Mishnah it says that if they give, we'll take it. Sounds like atamar ain't tovin, but we're never going to ask them to give. So the line in the previous Mishnah says we're not going to take a mashkin from them. Sounds like, yeah, we're not going to take a mashkin, but we'll definitely demand it from them. We'll ask them to give. This Mishnah says if they give it, we'll take it. Sounds like we would never ask them to give. If they give it, it happens to be that we'll take it. So says the Gemara, kan kishevi be'esar, it all depends how young they are. If they're not yet heavy beisaros, they don't yet have two hairs, so then we're not going to demand it from them at all. But if they're already heavy beisaros, so they already have a din of a gadol for every other halacha, it's just that they're not yet a ben chaf who's chayiv midaraisa in machzah shekel, we will demand that they give it. We just won't take a mashkon from them. Hanachri v'akuti. The Mishnah went on to discuss anachri and akuti. Some are about tifter kamadi amar kuti kanachri. So it seems that our Mishnah assumes, like the shita, that the shita of Rebbe who holds that akuti, it has a din of anachri, that they're not considered gerei emes, they are considered gerei arayos, and therefore kutim are also from whatever miut we have to exclude nachrim from machsa shekel, we're going to exclude kutim as well. This balgin, because this happens to be a machlokas amongst Chazal, what the status of a kuti is, whether they're geri arayis or geri emes. The Brisa says kuti kenachri divrei Rebbe, Rav Moshe Gamliel amar kuti ki Yisrael l'chol davar. Rebbe holds a kuti as a din of a guy. Rav Moshe Gamliel says no, a kuti as a din of a Yisrael l'chol davar. So according to Rav Moshe Gamliel, the kutim should be chayiv in machsa shekel. So if our Mishnah says that they're part of a machsa shekel, it must be that the kuti has a din of a guy. So the Gemara explains that no, maybe we could even explain our Mishnah like Rav Moshe Gamliel. even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Akuti has a din of a Jew, maybe there's still an explanation why he's pater from Maksa Shekel. Amar Rabbi Lezer is Rabbi Eliezer. It's just in Yerushalmi language we call him Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer explains to be Mataris the Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we could just change the girsa a little bit from Mahanachri Vakuti, Masnisa in the Mishnah to say Benachrim, that it's only Benachrim that it talks about it as Pater Maksa Shekel. Habakutim lo, but we never have this din of a Pater of Maksa Shekel by Kutim. It's only by Nachri. Vitani Kain, and even though it says in the Brisa that we're Makabel from Kutim, because the Pasuk says Dabrel Bnei Sol Vamarta Lehem Adam Kiyakrim Yikem Karban Lashem, so we darshin Adam l'rabo says hagerim, that Adam comes to tell me that to include gerim in the halacha, that mikem lahotzi asamumrim, and mikem excludes a meshumet, someone who's a meshumet to kol haTorah kula. Now kutim are very bad guys, but they're not a meshumet to kol haTorah kula. They don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, but they do believe in Torah Shebichsav. So mela we are mekabel from a kuti. So as long as you change the gear in our Mishnah to say that it only says Nachri, that would align with the Brisa that it's only Yidin and Nachri that we're not Mekabel, but Akuti we would be Mekabel. So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara Rabbi Lazar, Masnisa Pligyal Rabbi Lazar, from the Hemshech of the Mishnah we see not like Rabbi Lazar, that again Rabbi Lazar took Kuti out of our Mishnah, but what does the Mishnah go on to say? Ein Mekabel Miyadam Kine Zavin Vizavos Kine Yoldos, we're not Mekabel from them, the subject of whoever we were talking about in the Mishnah previously. We're not mekabel from them all the various karbanos for tumah of zav zava yoledus etc. V'chiyesh kinei zavin v'zavos benachrim. If the only subject of our mishnah is goyim, how could it, what's the shaykh to even talk about being mekabel kinei zavin v'zavos? Ella, so what you have to say is according to Rabbi Lazar, reisha benachrim. The first half of the mishnah is talking about only goyim and sefer bekutim, and then all of a sudden it starts talking about not being mekabel kinei zavin v'zavos. It must be talking about kutim who have such tumah of zavin. So says the Gemara, Kenu Reisha Benachrim is Sefer Bekutim. Yeah, that's how Rabbi Lazar must say. Rabbi Lazar is going to say that the Reisha must be talking about only Gayim, and the Sefer is talking about even Kutim. So this din of being Mekabel Maksa Shekel and Karbonos from Gayim, once we're discussing that, so the Gemara discusses being Mekabel donations from Gayim in general for the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila, when we go to first build the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Mekabel Mehem Lo Dover Mesuyam, we cannot be Mekabel from them a clearly defined thing, something that's a very clearly defined item that everyone will know was donated by so-and-so, below Davashayna Masuyim. And we're also not even mekabel from them something that's not clearly recognizable that they may want to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. So when we first start building the Beis HaMikdash, nothing. We're not going to accept anything from them. Ubasov, once the Beis HaMikdash is ready built and they want to give to the Bet HaKabayis, so mekabel and Davashayna Masuyim. We'll take from them something that's Einu Masuyim, where it's not clear that they had, it's not going to be clear to anyone who sees it that it's something that they had donated. It's just something that will help pay for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'in Mekabel Me'an Dover Masuyim, but we're not going to accept them from them a Dover Masuyim, because that's going to be a terrible g'night to Klal Yisrael. That what happens? Someone's going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, see something beautiful, and say, oh, the Goyim gave that. Well, why didn't Klal Yisrael give that? So it's going to be a cover for the Umas HaOlam, but it's going to be terribly bizayon to Klal Yisrael, so we don't accept it from them. This is a fascinating discussion in general in Halacha, when we are allowed to be Mekabel Tzedakah from Gayim, when we're not allowed to be Mekabel Tzedakah from Gayim. So these Halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, do they apply to a Mikdash Mat also? Do they apply to the Beis HaKnesses? Maybe there'll be a Tuesday night shir or something. It's a fascinating topic, and all the contemporary poskim have tshuvas on it, because it comes up all the time. Rishim HaLakha Shamar, Bein Bechila, Bein Besof, Ein Mekabel Nehen, Lo Dov Muslim, Lo Dov says no. Whether it's when we start to build the Beis HaMikdash, whether the Beis HaMikdash is already built and it's just about the general upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, we're not mekabel from them anything. Not a Dover Muslim, not a Dover Shein Muslim. So fundamental machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says we once it's built will be mekabel a Dover Shein Muslim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says no, we're never mekabel anything. So says Gemara Masnisa Pligi al Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is, or we have a brisa that goes against Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that we are able to be mekabel davar sheinu mesuyim once the Beis HaMikdash is built, because the Brisa says as follows: Ein mekabel mehen hegdish unadava lebedik habayis. We're not allowed to be mekabel hegdish or nedava for bedik habayis. Now, Pashtus, as this talks about, after the Beis HaMikdash is built, and yet it says that we're not mekabel them, and it doesn't give details, doesn't give any exceptions. We're not mekabel from them at all. So Patalar Rabbi Yochanan must say bein b'chila bein b'sof, that both at the beginning and at the end we're not mekabel them b'levad davar mesuyim. The Braisa must be talking about a davar mesuyim, but a davar she'ena mesuyim ein achinami, we will be mekabel from them b'sof. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan must understand the Braisa. So now the Gemara is going to go back to quote Rabbi Shimon and Lakish, so that we could ask on him. Rabbi Shimon and Lakish Amar, Bein Bechila Bein Besof, Ein Mekabim Nehem, Lo Dov Nesuyim Mechulei. The Rabbi Shimon and Lakish held that that we're not, there are a lot of Girsa issues, so if you get confused on where I'm reading from, the Girsa issues get messed up. I'm reading somebody's Girsa. So Rabbi Shimon and Lakish holds, Bein Bechila Bein Besof, we're not Mekabim from them, Lo Dov Mesuyim, we're not Mekabim from them, not a Dov Mesuyim, nor a Dov She'en Mesuyim. Not at the beginning, not at the end. So Masnisa Pligil, Rabbi Shimon and Lakish, we have a Braisa that goes against Rabbi Shimon and Lakish, Tani, because it says in the Sechas Erechin, there's a Machlok from Meir Rabbi Yehuda, if a Nachri is ne'arach v'lo marich, or is marich v'lo ne'arach. And the Mishnah over there says, hakol shavin, everyone agrees, she'nodrim v'nidarim, that if a Nachri says, dami alai, I'm going to accept to pay my value, or d'mei Yisrael ze alai, I'm going to pay the value of this Jew that's right here, so we are mekabel from him. So the money that he's giving is the betek habayis, and yet it says that we are mekabel from him. Right? When he agrees to give money, dami alai, or d'mei Yisrael ze alai, that money goes to the Bedek Abayis, and yet we're mekabelit from him. So that's against Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Says Gemara, Pasula Ola. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no, that money goes to bring a carbon Ola. And the Ola, we're definitely mekabelit. That's not Bedek Abayis, it's a carbon. And an Ola's Nedava, we are mekabel from a guy. That's what you have to say the case is in that Brisa. And that's how Rabbi Shimon Lakish will explain it. Ask the Gemara, Nicha Nodrin. That makes a lot of sense with the word Nodrin. So Ola, so he's Noder and Ola. He's Noder to bring a carbon Ola. Nidarin Ola, so, but what does that mean? That how you can explain nidarin, that the nakri could be nidarin. So does the nakri hear about a carbon ola that we're bringing, and then he uses that to make his nedar? So what does nidarin mean? Ella kisha amri Yisrael hare alai ola v'shama nakri v'amar masha amar zeh alai. Now the case must be exactly that. He hears a Jew saying that he wants to bring an ola. It's not that he sees a carbon ola and says zeh alai, I'm going to do the same thing. He hears a Jew saying that he wants to bring a carbon ola. So the nakri himself pipes up and says, yeah, me too. Whatever that guy said, I want to bring that as well. So the Gemara now asks on everybody, ve'eno mevi imo nesachim. We don't do ve'eno. Maybe you want a sachem. When you bring a carbon ola, what do you not bring the sachem together with the carbon? And what do you do with the leftover nesachem? Leftover flour, leftover wine, leftover oil. It goes to buy klisharis. So it turns out that the nachri, if the nachri is able to bring a carbon ola, he's also donating money that's going to go and buy a davar mesuyim, because klisharis are a davar mesuyim, and all the leftover nesachem goes to purchasing klisharis. So that's a major kasha. So it says the Gemara, Hesiv Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Bon answered, Vataninan, we learn in Maseches Erechin earlier on in that Mishnah, that Ne'erachin, that at least according to Rabbi Meir, Goyim are Ne'erachin, and according to Rabbi Yudah, they're Ma'arichin, Va'orchin lol bedek habayisinun, and that they're Orchin, and isn't that, that's a Kuli Alma, so is it, what happens to that money? Doesn't that go to bedek habayis? Meaning, is a classic Jewish answering a question with a question. You're asking me, how can they give the money? How can they bring carbon ola? What's going to be the extra money for the nesachim goes to pay for the klei shares? So it's going to be a davar mesuyim lebedek habayis. I'll ask you weiter. What it says in that rachin va'archin? Where do you think that money's going to? That's also going lebedek habayis. Heich ma'adat amar taman. So just like you're going to answer over there that l'shamayim hu miskavin, that really his kavana is when his in his nedava is to bring a carbon on the mizbeach, and he doesn't know what we do with his nedava. U'me'alein hinban lebedek habayis, and without his knowledge, the money ends up going to Bedek Abayis. So Kenat Amar Afacha. So L'Shamayim Miskavin. You have to say the same thing is happening over here. His Kavan is L'Shamayim. U'Malein Ein Ban LeBedek Abayis. And it happens on its own that it goes to Bedek Abayis. And that's not an Isser. So whatever the Isser is of being Mekabel from Goyim, that's okay, as long as he doesn't realize that that's where his money is going. So the Gemara says that doesn't work with Rabbi Shimon and Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could say that since the guy doesn't know, there's no Isser. But Ma'avidla, Rabbi Shimon and Lakish, what's from Rabbi Shimon Lakish can do with this, because he holds that you're not allowed to be mekabel from a guy, ben b'chila, ben b'sof, ben dover musuyim, ben dover shena musuyim. So what difference does it make if he knows or not? You're not allowed to take anything from a guy. So patala lo lechem b'lanu livnos beis elokeinu. The issue to be mekabel from a guy is dafka when he's able to be mespa'er b'nidvasa, when he's able to say, look, it came from me, the nidava that I look, the beis hamikdash is being helped out from my own donation. But if he has no idea what's happening with his money, he can never be mispar like that. He'll never be able to show that off. Rabbi Chizkiya, the Gemara brings an additional halacha that we're not mekabel from Gayim, even for Yerushalayim, even to help build the city. Rabbi Chizkiya Amar, Rabbi Yossi Simon Sha'al over here doesn't mean asked. He said, in Yerushalmi, it doesn't mean asked. It means that he stated. Me'ata, just like we darshan the pasuk, lo lechem lanu livno space elokeinu, that we're not mekabel from Gayim to search the bed, to build for the Bedek Abayis, so too, ein mekabel mehen la amas hamayim, l'chom os ha'ir, umigdoloseha, al shem shenemar, because the same pasuk that also says lachem in chelik utzdak of zikaron b'Yerushalayim. So the same pasuk teaches me that we don't want Goyim to be able to be mispire in building up Yerushalayim either. So now we said in the Mishnah ve'elu shechayev mekelbon. The Mishnah went on to say who's chayev in giving the kelbon. So everyone who gives a machzor shekel has to give the kelbon. So our Gemara tries to figure out who our Mishnah is going like. So masnisa de Rabbi Meir da amar Rabbi Meir keshem she. Shiklo, Kashem Shiklo Torah, Kach Kalbano Torah. Just like the Chiv to give Maksa Shekel is a Chiv Daraisa, so too Kalbon Rameir holds is a Chiv Daraisa. Kasav Rameir, Vinosin Shiklo Shalem, that even someone who gives a full Maksa Shekel, where there doesn't need to be a money changer involved, should Chayv be Kalbon. They Chayv in Kalbon. Why? Why would you be Chayv in Kalbon if there's no money changer? Dam Rameir, Kamin Matbea Shalei, Shalzia Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there was a matveya shalesh that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu of what the machzor shekel should look like, and he said this is what you should give, which means it has to be perfect. So sometimes you're going to give a half shekel, so you're giving the right amount, but maybe there's a nick on it, maybe it's not 100% perfect. So that's the purpose of the kelbon. It's not about the money changer. The Mishnah said nasan sela litol shekel chayiv shnei kelbonos. If you give a full shekel to get back a half a shekel of change, you get two kelbonos. But you have to give two kalbanos. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, this din that you have chayv shtei kalbanos to Rabbi Meir. That assumes like Rabbi Meir that someone who gives machzor shekel is chayv min haTorah to give the kalbon. To Rabbi Meir Amar, echad shekel shu nosin vechad shekel shu notel. So according to Rabbi Meir, the gizbar has to be mekabel two kalbanos from him, one for the change of the machzor shekel that he's giving and that he's giving back to you, and one for the original that he's taking from you. So there are two machzios, there are two halves over here. So there's got to be two kelbons. The Tanya elu chayavim bekelbon, and we have a riot to this. For the Brisa says someone who gives a sela and his notel shekel is chayiv in kelbon, is chayiv kelbon echad. Rav Meir amar shnei kelbonos. Rav Meir says no, he's chayiv in two kelbonos. So you see that would be shitas Rav Meir. It'd be chayv two kalbonos when you give a shekel shalem and you get back a half a shekel. Umar Rav, Rav says, Umar means Omar, Rav says that the Mishnah does not have to be going like Rav Lazar says, rather divrei akolhi, that it's not like Rav Lazar said that it's only going according to Rav Meir. No, the Mishnah could be going divrei akol. Even the Tanakama is going to be moda, that you have to give shnei kalbonos, one for the changing of the money for the machzor shekel that your makabla has changed, and the second one, anyone who gives a matbe, that's not exactly machzor shekel, you always have to give a kelbon. According to Meir, you have to give three kelbonos, the Gemara is going to say. Damra Meir, echad shekel shu nosein, ve'echad shekel shu notel, ve'echad de divrei Torah. That you have to give a kelbon for the fact that you didn't give the matbeah that's exactly machzor shekel. You have to give a kelbon for the demei prita on the matbeah that you're mekabel as your change, and also for the chiv min haTorah, just in case any of the coins are rough, you have to give a third kelbon. Al daite de Rav. According to Rav, Rav Meir would hold shlosha kelbonos hinun. There are three kelbonos. Asa Rabbi Yirmia, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak b'shem Rav, shlosha kelbonos hinun. And that's what other Amorim confirm, that according to Rav Meir, there are three kelbonos. Echad shekel shu nosin, vechad shekel shu notel, vechad ledvar Torah. One for what you're giving, one for what you're getting back, and one for the general chiv min haTorah, because of the matbeah shalesh, because of the, you have to make sure that you're giving, whatever you're giving is perfect. Now our Mishnah spoke about achin and shutfin, that sometimes is a chayiv in kelbon and meiser behema. Sometimes they're pater, but that it's inverse. Whenever they're chayiv in one, they're pater in the other. So achin v'ashutfin shchayiv bekelbon peturin in meiser behema. Achin and shutfin that are chayiv in kelbon and pater from meiser behema. What's that talking about? B'shecholku v'chazur v'nishtatu. That's if they split the Yerusha and then they went back into a shutfus. So that's going to be where they're that's going to be where we say that they're pater from meiser behema because they're shutfin, but they're chayiv in kelbon because each one is paying for themselves. They're considered to be paying for themselves, not the father paying for them. Shechayavim meiser behema p'turim in a kelbon. What's a case where the chayiv meiser behema and pater from kelbon b'shelo chalku, where they never divided the father's estate in the first place? Some Reb Lezer, the Gemara brings machlok shablozer Reb Yochanan by achna shutfim that divide and then go back into a shutfus. Some Reb Lezer v'hein shechalku gedim keneged tiyashim utiyashim keneged gedim. That's if when they originally split, there were different types of animals, so there was actually a cheshbon that had to be made when they split. So that's what we say. If they split and then they join back together, so it's just a regular shutfus. But if the father just left 10 animals that are exactly the same, and one guy took 5 and the other guy took 5, so that's not really that they divided the estate. That's what it was. That's what each one was obviously supposed to get. So then when they go back into a shutfus and say, no, we all own all the 10 together, so that's not chazur v'nishtatfu. That's just the original situation. He says no. Even if they divided up exactly evenly, it was exactly the same animals, still they're going to be considered like shutfin when they rejoin. Someone who buys behemos or was given to him as a matana, he's pater from meiser behema. We darshan from the pasuk b'chaber necha titen li kein tasa l'sharchol itzonecha. So just like banecha, it's not shayach din b'chora by lekicha and matana, because so too sharcha v'tzoncha, you're not knowing din b'chora b'lekuach u'b'matana. Okay, but let's pick up from there tomorrow.